House Labor and Commerce will come to order. It's 3:35 on March 12th. We've had some technical problems, but I think we're operational now. With us, we have Representative Book, Representative Lynn, Representative Holmes, Representative Newman, Representative T. Wilson, and myself, Chair Olson. We have a quorum to conduct business. The only item we have on today's agenda is the referral of the governor's appointees to boards and commissions. I had originally asked Judge Patch to be online so we could ask him a few questions, but those of us that have made inquiries on him, looks like we're going to be batting 1,000 2 years in a row now. Mm-hmm. And for that reason, I think what we're going to do is just we'll make a motion to move the slate, but we've pulled the committee on each of the appointees. We've reviewed the resumes and made inquiries on a number of them, and at this point in time, everybody's name will be going forward. Mm-hmm. The letter that we'll be signing today does not reflect on a potential vote on the slots when they come to the meeting at the end of session, but merely allows us to put their names forward for confirmation. And with that, I'll...
Mr. Chairman, comments?
Pardon me? Comment? Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say that, you know, we've got a lot of names in front of us, and, you know, for those of us who are devoting this portion of our lives to public service, I know we all appreciate the sacrifice that these people are preparing to make to serve the state, and I appreciate their willingness to serve.
Well, I think that was very well put, and I think had we not had the kind of day we've been having today, we probably would have said that too, but any further comments or...
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to advance confirmation for appointees referred to the House Labor and Commerce Standing Committee, as shown on the letter referenced by the Chair, for consideration of the joint session of the House and Senate. And again, members should note that each member's signatures on the committee's report in no way reflects a member's vote during the joint floor session.
And seeing no opposition to putting the names forward, we will adjourn at 3:35. That's best.